Welcome. So let's welcome our experience as it appears to us effortlessly. Noticing that whatever you perceive appears to you within the spaciousness of awareness. Hearing this voice. Sensations within your body. And the light shining through the window. The breath. The effortlessness in the silence. The stillness, everything appears within this silent stillness. Which remains undisturbed. It is a sort of formless, unconditional openness, borderless awareness. No gates, no borders, no barriers. It is as if everything we experience, everything we perceive, is intimate with this borderless awareness. Thoughts which appear to us. Are not separate from the awareness of them. And there is no personal doer. One could say that doing is universal. All happenings what we refer to as our life is in fact a universal happening. We experience ourselves as being separate from the world simply because we believe it to be so. But in the absence of such a belief, it's just the sunshine, the singing of the birds, the breathing, thoughts appearing to you. In the absence of the belief that you are a material entity, in the complete absence of the belief that you're a person existing in time and space, the mind is wordless, silent, still. Cannot conceive or perceive anything out there, because in the stillness of presence, what is the significance of out there? What is the reality of out there? The separation between is so-called me and an outside world is fictitious. Experientially, we never experience an outside world. Conceptually, there are names and labels. Namarupa, which is not a problem. This conceptual distinction. It does not imply duality. It does not imply separation. The belief in separation implies separation. The belief that you, meaning the reality which right now hears these words, you meaning this aware presence which knows it is and knows it is aware. The belief that you are born and is bound to die. That is what separation refers to, what duality refers to, what unhappiness, misery, fear, worries, and concerns. They're rooted in that belief. But you never experience anything out there. You don't experience a mountain out there. The reality of the mountain is I am. Is your very being, which is God's being, which is the universal being. The reality of the mountain. The reality of the river. Is consciousness. If the river was truly separate from consciousness, we would never be talking about a river. If we were truly separate, we would never be together here, understanding, sharing, and exploring together. There are infinite shades of colors, infinite nuances. But one reality. With the limited human eye, we perceive such a narrow field of perception, which is sufficient for the functioning and survival of the human organism. But we should not mistake that which is perceived through the limited body-mind organism to be the totality. In fact, the white light is made out of infinite shades of colors. We say white light, but in fact, it is colorless. We say blue sky, but in fact, there is no color to the sky. Everything that is perceived has a relative aspect to it in relation to the instrument of perception. But that which is absolute is this invisible, aware presence, which you are, which is aware that is aware. I am aware that I am. I'm aware that I am aware. And this awareness has no beginning and no ending. It's not a male or female awareness. Doesn't belong to somebody. It's an open field. Things, thoughts, perceptions appear and disappear within awareness. But awareness always is. Time does not apply to consciousness. It's only relevant in the field of perception and mind. But when you're contemplating truth, you're contemplating reality, you're contemplating the source, you find yourself beyond the images on the screen. You find yourself as this restful, aware presence. And you find yourself expanded and expanding. Beyond any limits. And your experience shifts from I am this and not that, to I am neither this nor that, and I am this and that, without exception. The mind comes to rest in this understanding. The body is gently released from its contractions which are rooted in the belief that I am a mortal entity. Judgments of oneself and others dissolve and are released. They are no longer of interest. The world is our body. The universe is our mind. We are this. Formless awareness, this formless presence. Awakening to itself. So, if you have any questions, anything you would like to explore? Make sure you unmute yourself and raise your hand. Any questions?